From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Tensions ease on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea agreed Tuesday to halt propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after the North expressed regret about a recent landmine explosion that maimed two Southern soldiers. The agreement, reached after 30 hours of negotiations, diffused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula that had threatened to turn into a military conflict. Worries about a slowdown in the rate of increase in China's growing economy is fueling a drop in stock and oil prices around the world. In Asia, Shanghai's stock index plunged more than 8% on Monday. Key European indexes were off 4% or more, and U.S. markets were also down. Max Wolf of Manhattan Venture Partners is not too worried.
And I think that the U.S. market's gone up for a few months when it probably should have gone down only because money ran here. And so we have a sorting out process to do here. Things will be a little less euphoric and bubbly, but I don't think a disaster is in the making.
Max Wolf. Health officials in Sierra Leone released the country's last confirmed Ebola patient from a hospital Monday. The release of the patient begins a 42-day countdown to being declared free of the Ebola virus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government. The move announced Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks with the opposition failed to produce a new government. The statement did not say when the new elections will be held, but the government has previously said it's likely to take place November 1st. Government officials say Mr. Erdogan is expected to meet with Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Tuesday and ask him to form a temporary government. This is VOA News. After reaching an agreement over its nuclear program in July, Iran's apparent diplomatic rehabilitation continues, Henry Ridgewell reports.
After visiting the newly reopened British embassy in Tehran, London's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said it was vital to open a dialogue with Iran's leaders.
We're clear-eyed about what the future offers us. Big opportunities, but we know that there will be areas where we continue to disagree.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif hailed a new start in relations. Zarif said that Iran and Britain have entered a new stage of ties based on mutual respect and a policy of constructive interaction and dialogue. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The three Americans and one Briton who tackled gunman Ayub al-Kazani on the train on Friday were awarded France's highest medal, the Legion of Honor. Lisa Bryant is more.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos, au nom de la République française, je vous fais chevalier de la Légion d'honneur.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skaratos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman. Mr. Hollande embraced the four men and saluted them for their courage. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayub al-Kazani, who the president described as a terrorist. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The head of UNESCO has called the destruction of an historic site in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, Islamic State militants blew up a 2,000-year-old temple in the city. The action came nearly a week after the beheading of Khalid Assad, an archaeologist and former head of antiquities in Palmyra. Thousands of troops marched Monday in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, to mark the 24th anniversary of the country's independence from the former Soviet Union. Veterans of the government's ongoing campaign against Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine were cheered by throngs of civilians. Unlike previous celebrations, this year's parade did not include heavy military hardware. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. Abdul Haroon entered the plea on the charge of obstructing the use of a railway. Haroon was arrested August 4th after spending as much as 12 hours walking along the tracks. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has privately met for lunch with President Barack Obama. That lunch coming as speculation is mounting about a possible Biden candidacy for president. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.